Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about website security? With Kinsta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta is a managed WordPress hosting provider, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and unmatched human-only customer support. Plus, their user-friendly custom dashboard, MyKinsta, makes managing your site or multiple sites easy and efficient. Customers can experience up to 200% faster sites by simply moving to the platform. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers with zero downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
We have big feelings for Fridays. Is it because Fridays also mean free fries at McDonald's?
Free McDonald's fries.
It's okay if you need a minute.
Free Fries Friday. Get free medium fries with any $1 purchase.
Valid one time on Fridays through 12/31/25 at participating McDonald's. Excludes tax. Must opt into rewards.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When they saw me in the gym in the pumping iron days, they said, "Why is it that you're working out so hard, 5 hours a day, 6 hours a day, and you have always a smile on your face? The others are working out just as hard as you do, and they look sour in the face." And I told people all the time, I said, "Because to me, I'm shooting for a goal. In front of me is the Mr. Universe title. So every rep that I do gets me closer to accomplishing that goal, to make this goal, this vision turn into reality. Every single set that I do, every repetition, every weight that I lift will get me a step closer to turn this goal into reality." So I couldn't wait to do another 500-pound squat. I couldn't wait to do another 500-pound bench press. I couldn't wait to do another 2,000 reps of sit-ups. I couldn't wait for the next exercise.
When I seen that Bentley at the boxing gym and I seen that diamond Rolex, I said, "I want that." And I knew what it took. So I know when my opponent is asleep, I'm out there 4 or 5 in the morning, chopping trees, working, to this day. Because I can retire today. I'm well off, very comfortable. But I got the will to win.
There's so much opportunity on the other side of being willing to persist for an extended period of time on the correct path without getting positive reinforcement from your environment. And the longer you can stick with something without that positive feedback loop in terms of the big external thing, the easier the opportunities are because so few people can pursue them.
What I found is that winning doesn't happen on show day. It happens in the early mornings, painful workouts, long cardio sessions, and hungry nights. It happens in those moments of fear we all have when faced with a difficult goal. And then more so in what you make of that fear. It happens in every second of every day before you win. If you can take every opportunity you have to bring yourself closer to your goal, win every one of those opportunities, all while becoming more resilient in the process, how can you lose? That is an exciting opportunity.
If you want to kill a big dream, tell it to a small-minded person. I told everybody at 10 years old I was going to be on TV. I had a little problem when I said that. I had a severe stuttering problem. I could not talk outside of my house. So when I wrote on that paper, the assignment was write on a piece of paper what you want to be when you grow up. I'm 10. I wrote, I want to be on TV. That was that faith, the belief in things that you cannot see. I ain't see no way I could be on TV, but I wrote it down. I didn't know no better. I'm 10. I wrote it down. And she just said, why would you write something like this on your paper? And I'm standing there. I'm trying to get it. She said, who in this school ever been on TV? Who in your family ever been on TV? Who in this neighborhood ever been on TV? She said, look at you standing there. You can't even talk. How they gonna put somebody like you on TV? So every Christmas, I send her a flat screen TV.
I truly believe we are all equal as human beings. If we are obsessed with something and we truly pursue our passion with everything we have, regardless of anything else, if you are obsessed, work hard, put in the time, you will succeed. And that is a philosophy that I carry.
You have to sacrifice. Greater the sacrifice, greater the reward. This is so true. And when you do these things, you'll start seeing that, okay, well, I used to do this. And when you go out and you don't do it anymore, it's very, very clear that you've made the right decision, because your friends will still be doing that. And you'll find yourself that you don't fit in with that crowd anymore. You just don't fit in.
A lot of people say, oh, I just want to sort of, they're kind of dabbling in the idea of improving themselves. And the real way to do it is you got to write down what the you want and then go after it. If you decide, I'm going to get down to bang, I'm going to do this, I'm going to run a marathon in less than 5 hours, I'm going to, you know, whatever the it is, you got to write that down and go for it.
Consistency doesn't guarantee that you'll be successful, but not being consistent will guarantee that you won't reach success. An easy productivity hack: instead of spending time getting in the mood to work, just start working. Confront the work. People think they need perfect conditions to start, when in reality, starting is the perfect condition.
Those days when I'm tired or worn out or just basically sick of the grind, what do I do on those days? I go anyways. I get it done, even if I'm just going through the motions. I go through the motions. I don't really want to work out. I work out. I really don't want to hammer on a project. I hammer on the project. Don't really want to get up and get out of bed. Yeah, I get up and...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Stay warm and save every day, all in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices, save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas mini bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get out of bed.
Just get started. Just get started. The longest time in the world is the hesitation between thought and action. It can actually be forever. You can hesitate for 1 second to get started on something, a workout, a project, a task, something that you know you should do. You can hesitate for 1 second. That 1 second of hesitation, all of a sudden it turns into 5 seconds, and then 10 seconds, and then 10 minutes. And then just like that, you drifted into the eternity zone. 1 second became an eternity because something that was gonna happen is now never gonna happen, ever. Why is that? Because you hesitated. So don't take that chance. Instead, take action. A body in motion tends to stay in motion. A body at rest tends to stay at rest. You've had enough damn rest. Go take action.
No matter what it is, many times you say to yourself, I gotta lose weight, I'm too fat. And then you know what? During the day you eat at night, and the next day you get mad at yourself. Well, what do you want? What do you want? You gotta change something. You cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
The consistency of work, Monday, you get better. Tuesday, get better. Wednesday, get better, right? And you do that over a period of time, you know, not like 1 month or 2 months. I mean, it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. And then you can get to where you want to go.
Without commitment, you'll never start. But without consistency, you'll never finish.
If you go to the gym and you work out and you come back and you look in the mirror, you will see nothing. And if you go to the gym the next day and you come back and you look in the mirror, you will see nothing, right? So clearly there's no results, can't be measured, it must not be effective. So we quit, right? Or if you fundamentally believe that this is the right course of action and you stick with it, like in a relationship, I bought her flowers and I wished her happy birthday, and she doesn't love me. Clearly I'll give up. You know, that's not what happens. If you believe there's something there, you commit yourself to an act of service. You commit yourself to the regime, the exercise. You can screw it up. You can eat chocolate cake one day. You can skip a day or two. You know, it allows for that. But if you stick with it consistently, I'm not exactly sure what day, but I know you'll start getting into shape. I know it. And the same with the relationship. It's not about the events. It's not about intensity. It's about consistency.
One day in the gym is basically imperceivable. 2 days in the gym, you don't recognize any change whatsoever. 100 days in the gym, and you're almost a new person. Right? You've seen those before and after pictures. One day of playing guitar, you can barely play one chord. 100 days of practicing guitar, and you can play literally almost any song. An hour of writing, and you've got a short, kind of junky, 1,000-word essay. 100 hours of writing, and you got yourself a whole book. So we let these things slip. Because it takes so long to see the progress, we let them slip. And when we don't do them, it becomes 0 times 100 or 0 times 1,000. And that nets out to a zero. When you do anything, it adds up. When you do nothing, it amounts to zero. So take the small steps every day. Do what you're supposed to do. And don't expect some incredible results in 1 day or 2 days or 10 days. Worthwhile things take 100 days. They take 500 days. Maybe they take 5,000 days. They take time.
Just work like hell. I mean, you just have to put in, you know, 80 to 100 hour weeks every week.
And then a lot of work.
That all those things improve the odds of success.
Okay.
I mean, if other people are putting in 40 hour work weeks and you're putting in 100 hour work weeks, then even if you're doing the same thing, you know that in 1 year you will achieve what they achieve. You will achieve in 4 months what it takes them a year to achieve.
If you think the price of winning is too high, wait till you get the bill from regret. And that bill from regret is generational.
And this is my favorite rule from James Clear, which is a habit missed once is a mistake. A habit missed twice is the start of a new habit. Never miss 2 days in a row.
Set a time to train, train at that time. Set a time to go to sleep at that time. Set a time to get up at that time. Don't tell yourself you need to do something and then don't do it. That's what I was talking about with Ariel. I knew in my head I was saying, get up at this time. I didn't get up at that time. Train at this time. I didn't train at that time. Don't eat this. I ate that. Don't drink that. I drank it. And these all just infiltrate my mental strength.
Just little kind of defeats.
Exactly. Little defeats instead of wins. And it just culminates into, oh, and you just don't want to be here. So I'm just figuring myself out like I've never figured myself out before.
You can't sit back and say, I start in half an hour. I can't do that. I got to start now. And then after I get back from starting, I got to start again. And then when I get done with that run or that study session, if it wasn't good enough, I got to go back again. Because repetition is what taught me everything. So you can honestly outwork anything.
Discipline is doing what you hate to do, but doing it like you love it. And that's what you have to do to be the best.
Yeah.
Lazy people do a little work and think they should be winning, but winners work as hard as possible and still worry if they're being lazy.
Yeah. I don't care how good you are in anything, you don't have discipline, you ain't nobody.
Right.
You're nothing without discipline, because you give up on the slightest struggle without discipline.
100%.
How bad do you want this? Most people don't want it that badly, which is why they always ask the question, man, how did you get to where you are? You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it. So I can't make you do it, nor do I have the time or energy to force you into that place that I know you have to be to do it. There's no luck in this game. It may be a little bit of luck, but the luck happens after you bust your ass and you put yourself in that lucky situation. Luck doesn't happen. You put yourself in that situation where luck might happen.
Feelings has nothing to do with it. This is my dream. This is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to do the things that I don't feel like doing. I'm going to do the things I don't want to do. I'm going to do the things that don't come easy to me, that do not come natural to me. I'm going to get up and do it. You can't live your life on feelings. You're going to have feelings, okay? But you cannot let your feelings dictate what you are or are not going to do.
Like, I want to wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go, come on, man, we're going running. Like, I want to see what you do when you're tired. Let me see how you push yourself. Come on, man, get up. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. The next day. Get up, get up, get up, get up. Keep going. How long can you maintain a positive attitude? You need to show people that you could do it.
Whatever that thing is that you actually enjoy doing, where you lose track of time when you're in it, even if it's challenging, but usually it is challenging, right? Like, it's not easy because then it's boring, right? Which is also why the uncertainty thing is so key, right? To not knowing if it's gonna work or not, is that the people who are, quote, addicted to work make it easy to be addicted to work because they do things worth doing. And I think a lot of it is coming down to making sure that you take the few precious seconds that we have to do the few things that are worth doing for the rest of your life.
More work is always going to result in better results in everything we do in life. The more you put into something, the more you're going to get out. Don't do so much. You're doing too much. Bullshit. Bullshit.
The minute that you understand that you can poke life and actually something will, you know, if you push in, something will pop out the other side, that you can change it, you can mold it. That's maybe the most important thing, is to shake off this erroneous notion that life is there and you're just going to live in it, versus embrace it, change it, improve it, make your mark upon it.
Of course you don't feel like doing it. Of course you don't. It's hard. Whatever it is, could be a workout, could be a run, could be starting on a project, but whatever it is, you don't feel like doing it. And you rationalize and you justify and you make excuses like a high-priced defense attorney trying to win the case for weakness to go and do what you're supposed to do. So don't listen in your head. Instead, just go get to work.
Find something difficult to do. You need that. You're not built for comfort or pleasure. Like, if that comes along, good. You know, if you have a day where you're comfortable and there's some things around you that give pleasure, have some sense and enjoy it. But don't be thinking that's what your life is aimed at. That's contemptible.
It's almost like you have to have the ability to go to the deep end, no matter whether or not you'll ever go there. And some people are like, well, I'm never going to go to the deep end. But you should be able to.
I'm realizing that I have to daily show up for myself if I want my life to be what I want it
right.
to be.
Right.
It is a battle.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but it's like you have to have some sort of a plan. When I used to be a little bit more aimless, I was just like, oh, I want things to be good. It wasn't enough.
It's going
to
take everything you got. It's going to take way longer than you think. You're going to lose all your fucking friends along the way. Yeah, you're going to make new friends, but you're going to spend a lot of time alone. You're going to be stressed. You're going to be tired. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to be angry. You're going to get bitter sometimes. You're going to want to quit every motherfucking day. How do you sell that to someone?
Yeah,
that's a hard sale.
What I've learned is to always keep going, always. And I've come to find out is that, you know, no matter what happens, the storm eventually ends. And when the storm does end, you want to make sure that you're ready. And so I've really learned to put one foot in front of the other, good, bad, or indifferent, because eventually that storm passes.
Anyone that tries to baby themselves and trying to protect themselves, oh, I don't want to feel bad, oh, I don't really want to go through any discomfort, it's over. You're never going to get there. The same is with us, with the human mind. The human mind can only really grow through resistance. You can only strengthen your character and become a really strong person inside if you have resistance, if you fail, if you get up again, and if you work hard, and if you work your ass off, and if you struggle. The more you struggle, the further you're going to go.
A lot of people want to be successful, but they want to go to the club on Thursday, on Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday, and then on Monday, they're getting outperformed by everybody in the office, and they're wondering, why don't I get the raise and the promotion? Shut your ass up. That's why, man. Get to work, you know? And that's something that I do. I don't give a fuck about the social media, about even hanging out, man. If it's not productive to what I'm doing, I'd rather just get some rest time and go to sleep than go to a bar and have a beer with somebody.
If you had to create a human, what would you put them through to make them tough? It probably wouldn't be a really chill life.
Yeah.
What would you put them through to make them patient? We probably wouldn't give them things immediately. And so it's like, we want these traits, but each of the traits has a price tag attached to it. And it's just like, do you want to pay the price tag to get the thing? And so I think if people reframed the period of life that they're going through as the price that they're paying out of their wallet, but the wallet is their time, it's the seconds of life that they're trading for it, then I think more people would be willing to make the trade. Because at least when I look at myself, like when I'm 80 something years old and I'm looking back on my life, I want to have these traits. But in order to have those traits, I know I have to go through these things. And I think for me, that's given me a lot of comfort in hard times.
It showed me even more of what we have as humans. If we're willing to go there and we're willing to push that extra step. And like I say, you know, I always tell people, a lot of people, man, how do you do what you do? At the end of the day, I ask myself one question. Can I take one more step? And usually the answer is yes.
So if you can answer that question and not take another step, that is real failure. That is real quitting.
You're not going to score on every shot.
Right.
Doesn't mean you shouldn't take the shots. Doesn't mean you shouldn't try to hit the goal. But part of being able to continue to take shots is to have the strength of character to tolerate the fact that in that instance, you weren't on top.
If you think that being happy is a 24/7 destination that you're going to get to and you're going to have all this joy and all this happiness and all these feelings of that are good and never any bad feelings, you're going to always feel bad because your expectations are out of alignment with reality. You cannot achieve that. That is not achievable. So the minute you have anything outside of that, the minute you have a hard day, the minute you have frustration, the minute you have anxiety, it's going to be much more amplified because your expectation is that there shouldn't be any of it. Okay? Life is hard. And let me tell you how it's hard. It's either hard in the beginning or it's hard in the end. You either suffer when you're young and have a better back end, or you suffer or you party when you're young and you suffer on the back end. It's one or the other, bro. And it's not a daily thing. When it comes to happiness, happiness should be viewed as daily moments that make me happy. I have this moment that made me happy. I had that moment that made me happy. I had this moment that made me happy. And we should be grateful for those moments. We shouldn't be mad that 24 hours a day wasn't this happy experience.
Life is not easy. It is not. Don't try to make it that way. Life's not fair. It never was. It isn't now, and it won't ever be. Do not fall into the trap, the entitlement trap, of feeling like you're a victim. You are not. Get over it. Get on with it. And yes, most things are more rewarding when you break a sweat to get them.
When you feel like giving up, don't. When you thinking about giving up, don't. When it look like you ain't gonna make it, keep going. When they tell you you can't, come on, man, who are they?
Mediocrity always attacks excellence. You know, it's kind of a rule. No one's attacking a couch potato. But the moment you start to walk toward your dream, and you start to break habits, you start to change relationships that no longer serve that dream, you start to be talked about. Now, many people are afraid of failure, which really means that they're afraid of being ridiculed. Mm-hmm. But once you become aware that you're going to be ridiculed if you fail, and you're going to be talked about if you succeed, then you can able to put that aside. Because you know you're going to be talked about either way.
No matter what, yeah.
You know, if you go forward and you fall, oh, he went forward and he didn't make it. Or if you go forward and succeed, they'll say, oh, it was luck, you know, whatever they say about you. So once you get out of your mind or become aware that people are going to talk about you either way, then you go for it.
Act like the person you want to become. That's not fake it till you make it, by the way. This is intentional. Intentionally act like the person you want to become. Because when you intentionally act like the person you want to become, your brain sees you taking those actions, so your brain starts to change the way it relates to you. When your brain sees you high-fiving yourself in the mirror, it starts to go, oh, wait a minute. Steven loves himself. Steven's cheering for himself. We don't beat Steven up.
Here's how to get older without getting better. Keep relearning the same lesson. If you keep making the same mistake over and over, the mistake isn't the problem. You are.
Everything you're going through is preparing you while you're in the process, because the process is necessary. You may not see it now, but when it gets you on the other side of it, you're going to see exactly why it went that way. And you're going to be okay with it. But quit tripping during the process.
Anything I have done in my life, I've done it, and I've done it with the expectation of having no regrets, or I wouldn't have done it in the first place. I'm a man of calculation. You know what I mean? I'm a man of strategic planning and strategic movement. You know, so when I do things, I make sure I don't regret it.
Because you got to just stay locked in and stay focused. And as long as you know what's true, you know what I mean? Yeah. People are always going to say something. Always, they're going to try to have some type of narrative or whatnot. But as long as you know what's real, I think that's what can help you keep your sanity.
So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself.
It's like when Kobe said, I was chasing perfection and excellence, even though I knew I would probably never catch it. But just the fact that I was willing to chase it, I would defeat most of my opponents, because most of my opponents would never chase something that didn't have any guarantees attached to it.
A lot of people, man, how do you do what you do? At the end of the day, I ask myself one question: can I take one more step? And usually the answer is yes. So if you can answer that question and not take another step, that is real failure. That is real quitting. So a lot of people can take one more step, but they choose not to. I don't know if you can take two steps. You got to answer that question after you take the first step.
You don't know where you're going. You're lost. You know what I mean? You have no direction. So for me, I felt like both of them together, mm-hmm. when you have the vision and you're able to manifest, but then you also put the work in, magic happens, man. Magic. That's where the magic is. But a lot of people never get there, unfortunately. A lot of people, we're blessed that we can dream.
Is when I realized a human being, we have the ability to go in such a space. If you're willing to suffer, and I mean suffer, your brain and your body, once connected together, can do anything. And this 30 miles was the life-changing moment. I was out of it. I was in the worst pain in my entire life. I was, to me, on the brink of death. I was so driven, and I'm not gonna say motivated, because motivation's crap. Motivation comes and goes. When you're driven, whatever's in front of you will get destroyed.
And so, like, I used to tell this when I was selling weight loss to people, I'd say, like, who cares if you get in shape for 6 weeks out of 80 years? And like, right as they're about to sign up for a membership, I was like, you want to sign, and then this is how I would sell longer memberships, but like, it's also true. It's like, you want to sign up for the 6 weeks, but like, Susan, like, who cares if you lose 20 pounds and you're still overweight 6 weeks from now, and then you gain it back the next 6 weeks and you're still the exact same weight for the rest of your life? And so I think the absolute dedication to maximization so that it becomes a part of your identity and your character has been one of the outsized returns that I've gotten in my life. And just being absolutely willing to sack, like, I'm pretty violent about this, but like, list all the things that you aren't willing to give up for the dreams that you have. And that is what the person who will beat you is willing to give up.
Because if you're willing to go through all the battling you got to go through to get to where you want to get, who's got the right to stop you? I mean, maybe some of you guys got something you never finished, something you really want to do, something you never said to somebody, something. And you're told no, even after you pay your dues. Who's got the right to tell you that? Who? Nobody. It's your right to listen to your gut. It ain't nobody's right to say no after you earn the right to be where you want to be and do what you want to do.
Your life was basically the perfect grounds for training for where you need to go in your life. All the beatings, all the bullying, all the, you know, you going through learning disabilities, all the struggles. It was the absolute perfect training ground for you to go to where you need to go. And that's how I started looking at my life versus woe is me, poopy pants, kicking rock down the street mentality. It was not. God just hooked you right the fuck up. He hooked you right up, man, with the perfect place. You were training. For the first 18, 19, 20, you were training for this stuff, man. You have the advantage of everybody else versus, my God, they're so above me. They came from a great family. Mom and dad love them. They didn't have a learning. They didn't stutter. They didn't struggle. Nah, man, your struggle is what made you who you are now.
Reminder that if you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say, you've changed, remember it's because they don't know how to say, you've grown.
Nobody believes in me before. And I showed them what person can accomplish with determination, with that, believe in yourself and everything.
The only thing that you can do is win so big that all of them constantly compare themselves to you, and then you'll forget they exist. And that's when he said, success is the only revenge. He's like, it's not the best revenge. He's like, it's the only one. There's no other revenge. because everything else is petty. Everything else does show that you were thinking about these people all day long, which means they win by default. He's like, all you can do is think about your goal and winning. He's like, and when you win, that's when you become so big that they shrink into irrelevance. You cast a shadow that no one even can see them behind you.
Let me teach you the real life, how it really is. The reason why you're a loser, and the reason why you're not making it, and the reason why you're trying to go to all these, I go to all these conventions, speak all the time. I look in the audience and these people sign up every year to go to convention, thinking they're going to learn something different. No, you're lazy. You know exactly what to do. Exactly what to do. Because even me, in my state of, I can't read and write, I knew exactly what to do. It just sucks doing it. It sucks to do it. It sucks to wake up every morning of your life and say, God, man, I'm not smart. So guess what I gotta do? I gotta study the same that I got one of the highest scores in the nation on. That ruled me back here every time. Is saying, that ain't you, bro. That ain't you. And I have to outwork that voice.
Our minds are morphing from minute to minute. If we let them. If you are not paying attention, if you are on cruise control, then your mind is not under your own control. We can't be in cruise control. You can't let your mind be in cruise control. You have to be cognizant of what you're thinking. You have to be cognizant. You have to be aware of how you are being influenced.
How bad do you want it? There's two options: to continue forward, pushing upward. And if you do, that dream is given birth, and forever you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw in the towel, I promise you there's no distance you can travel far enough to find that dream again. For it is dead. And in its death, it's replaced by regret.
You were blessed with a strong mind. Like, the hell you talking about? It's blessed with a strong mind. That's something that you have to develop. You develop that over years, decades of suffering and going back into the suffering. Because human beings need to hear this. They need to stop hearing these hacks on this and that. There's no hack, bro. There's no hack. Yeah, you may this and that and saunas and this, and all this that they, yeah, it's great. There is no fucking life hack to grow that thing. How do you grow it? Do it. And do it, and do it, and do it. That's the hack. The hack is gonna suck.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices. Save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.